song about a girl and get me some trouble. So I give me some help. Some milk ain't color. New bone. Gonna get my juju bone. Just chew right. Gonna get my juju bone. Check you down. Girl, I think you got trouble. Girl, I think that is.
Well, I made it. Episode 100 of Sean Hammer. I know it's been doing this for quite a while, and I should probably be up to possibly in the 200 if I wasn't such a, Anyway, how about that? Episode 100. And I made it. And here we go. Today we'll bring you a little bit of the new Manifold Master that I got painted by Dark Shark Craft Miniatures on the eBay painting group from Mexico. They're doing a pretty damn good job on the model, so whenever I want to have something a little bit different, or if they're selling it for just a little bit more than what it would cost for me to buy and put it together itself, that'd be it. So, look forward to dealing with them more in the future. I like buying models from them, and they do a great job. So much of a great job, they are offering I'm offering a competition. For my 100th Sean Hammer birthday, we will be giving away a painted Zoraida crew, which will include Zoraida, Bad Juju, the Voodoo Doll, three Slurds, and their cards, painted by Dark Shark Craft. So, so there'll be a giveaway here, and let's get all this out of the way. I don't know when I'm going to call the entries done, but it's pretty simple. All you have to do is like my Facebook page. Well, not just like it, but go on my Facebook page, SeanHammerFacebook.com. I don't know what it is. I'll try and put a link to it, but if you can find it, even more kudos. Go ahead and like your favorite Malifaux model that I have painted up there. Tell me why you like it. And send me an email at SeanHammer9@yahoo.com, and I'll put your entry to win a painted Zoraida crew. So hopefully, be getting a little bit of a good response to that. I know I probably lost some viewers, or not viewers, but listeners, because I'm so far behind on everything. But it is what it is. I'm back. This is how I'm doing it. I think I hit 2 weeks on this one. I'm not sure, but pretty good, huh? So, like I said, today I'll be going over Zoraida and her crew. Basically, the box set. I'll be doing Swamp Fiend. That's the whole. The whole whatchamacallit for the show today. Swamp Fiend and Voodoo. So, I will be going over Zoraida, the Voodoo Doll, Bad Juju, Swamp Mother, Slurds, Gups, Waldegeist, and Will of the Wisp. And possibly a little bit of the Nurse, because pretty much the tricks you can do with the Voodoo Doll and the Nurse are pretty rude. And, I'd say, have fun with it. It's all about having fun, right? Let's see, what have I been doing? I've been working. That's about it. Painting up some Waldegeist. I mean, not Waldegeist. Will-O-The-Wisp. Not doing too much other than that. Bought some Hero Clicks. Trying to figure out if I'm getting into new edition Warhammer 40K, which I probably will buy the book. Go over it a little bit and put the book up for a giveaway as well. A little prize thing looking up for all the 40K fans. But let's go ahead and talk about Zoraida. What do I like about her? Well, she's pretty cool. Old lady. The new model doesn't have her titties hanging out like the old one. So that's a bonus. In the stories, in the past books, she becomes young again. I don't know if she's immortal, but she's basically the voodoo witch doctor in the middle of the swamp. They'll read your cards, give you a fortune, you screw over, and she'll screw you back. She's pretty cool. She's also a gremlin master, so that makes it a little bit more enticing to me, because I love my gremlins. But let's go ahead. We're going with Swamp Fiend is the title of all these attributes that these cards have. She has defense 5 with 10 willpower, 10 wounds, 5 walk, height 2, and yes, 10 willpower. So that's pretty damn cool. She only got the 5 walk with no other movement tricks about her, but except through, she's got a one of her upgrades is through her animal shape upgrade. It gives her raven form. We'll get to that in a bit. She has lots of utility. She has proper manners. All attack flips performed by enemy models targeting this model receive a negative flip unless they unless they benefit from focus. So, a little bit hard to hit her. She's gotten Thrall. This model may hire any living model with weapon willpower 4 or less as if they had the mercenary characteristic. So, hello, nurse. And she got a defense of with a mask. It's not built in, though. Regret after inflicting moderate or severe damage on this model in the attacker's activation. So, stop hitting me, feel bad, shit like that. Attack action, she has voodoo pins. One range, target would suffer 1 to 5 damage, and the hefty, severe damage, too bad, 5. A model damaged by this weapon also receives a poison 2 condition. She's got a trigger with a crow, a puncture. Damage flip from this attack receives a plus flip. She's got obey. Let's see, target non-leader model immediately performs a 1 action chosen by this model's controller. A model which performed an action due to the obey may not be targeted by obey again this turn. She's also got Bewitch. Target enemy model gains the following condition to the end of its next activation. Bewitched. Every time this model declares a walk or charge or attack action that was not generated by a charge, this model which applied this condition may draw 2 cards. So she's drawing some more. She's drawing some more cards by, you know, effing with your people. Simply is what she does. She got 2 action, which I love so much. The wording of it is, "You remind me of the babe." Lambert, David Bowie, live with it. I'm a dork. It's 2 actions. Summon 1 voodoo doll within 6 inches of this model. Immediately sacrifice all other friendly totems. She's got repulsive, which is a 1 tactical action. Enemy models within 6 of this model must pass a target 17 willpower duel or be pushed away from this model until they are no longer within 6 inches. So she's repulsive. I mean, she is an old lady, and like I said, she used to be a lot worse. Her boobies used to be hanging out. We're going to go over her upgrades next. She's got animal shaped, which basically gives her the following tactical action. For 2 actions, she can basically, you can place this model, raven form, you can place this model anywhere within 15 inches. This model may not take interact actions for the rest of this activation. Not bad. She's got Hex Bag. She gains the following attack action. Hex, needing a target number 11 with a mask, which is built-in mask. Target model, whatever you flip, that's what you do. With a ram, you're going to prick. After succeeding, the target suffers 2 damage. Tome, feet in flames. After succeeding, the target gains the burning 2 condition. With a crow, just a drop. After succeeding, target gains the plus 4 poison condition. And curse. After succeeding, until the start of this model's next activation, the target gains the following condition. Blind to the ether, this model may not use soul stones. Hexed Among You is your next one. Eyes of the Woods, up to 3 friendly swampified. Well, this isn't her. This is, let's go put this aside because that's not just as right. She's got tarot reading. She gains the following tactical actions with 2. With 2 action. And wow, you need a target 14 with double mask. Remove all scheme markers within 4 inches of this model and place them anywhere within 6 inches of this model, at least 1 inch away from each other's scheme marker. So, I mean, you can, like, F with the other people's stuff. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. She's got Mend. Heal all damage and target Voodoo Doll within 6 inches. And Bayou Servants. Crews containing this model may hire Swamp Fiend models regardless of faction. So that allows her, when she's running with the Gremlins, if you want to throw some Neverborn Swamp Fiends, you can. Next up, she has Crystal Ball. Let's see. Model gains the following ability. To start this model's activation, choose to perform one at action. Crystal Ball. Look at the top 3 random cards from the player's hand. Bog Whispers. Target player discards a random card. Or Visions. you can draw a card. So not too bad. A little bit more card manipulation for you and your opponent. And this game is based on cards, so that's, of course, a good thing. Let's see. Enthrall. That's on her card. Yeah, so Fickle Winds of Fate. Anyway, excuse me. I am freaking just all over the board with this. Let's see. One thing that she's going to want to do, one of her primary attacks is Obey, which you can cast on your models, so, you know, get you some extra moves. Let's see, your Bewitched is an attack action, but needs no damage, but what you want to take Zoraida for is her 10 willpower. The highest in the game, actually. So that's where we got. As for herself, she's not really that... I mean, she is awesome. I mean, she is the Swamp Hag, for crying out loud. But she doesn't do a lot of damage. Where she gets from is that she can summon a Voodoo Doll. And so what's nice about that is her Voodoo Doll can actually damage the person. So we'll go ahead and go with the Voodoo Doll next and make some sense out of what we got going on. This Voodoo Doll here, you can start with it. If you want, you can pay 3 soul stones, or you can save that and you can summon it in game, which I'm always for that. So that's pretty good. Let's see. One thing to note on here is Zoraida. Well, I'll maybe remember when we get up to the Will-O-Wisp. Let's see. The Voodoo Doll, Fate Woven. When this model is summoned, it may immediately take the Him action. And you say, what is the Him action, you say? Him. Or flip the card and read that. It's target number 15, needing a mask, which you have a 7 cast. Range 10, target non-master model gains the following condition until this model takes its action again or leaves play. Sown Fate. Whenever an enemy Voodoo Doll suffers damage, this model suffers the same amount of damage. Damage suffered in this way may not exceed the Voodoo Doll's current or remaining wounds. And whenever this enemy Voodoo Doll gains a condition, this model gains the same condition. So that means you can hit your Voodoo Doll, and you can poison your Voodoo Doll, you can paralyze your Voodoo Doll, you can burn your Voodoo Doll, you can chuck it in the friggin' river if you want. It's going to damage the person that it attaches itself to, if it makes the Him ability. And also giving them a condition, which is why I say the nurse. I'm gonna have to look for a random voodoo hag, not maybe an old lady, but a young apprentice to be my nurse for my Zoraida crew. So I have to look out after that. But the nurse can heal a model, and when it heals a model, also paralyzes them. So keep that voodoo doll alive, and also you can go out and yeah, you can paralyze something that he's hemmed himself to, so the big nasty on the other side of the board, you got it. And see, he's got a dance puppet. Master models within 1 inch may take a 1 interaction with this model to push any model with a sown fate condition up to his walk in any direction. Now, what's going to be nice is, with the Waldergeist and different things, you're going to take damage when you're pushed away from severe terrain, is what you will read. And so, you can do damage by doing your dance puppet. This model is insignificant, can't take any actions, and it's got a small little damage attack that does little damage, 1, 2, 3 damage, but that's not what you're taking the Voodoo Doll for. You're taking the Voodoo Doll because it's a Voodoo Doll, and you're not even taking it, you're summoning it. And let's just be honest. Yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, you can't do nothing to the Masters, but man, it doesn't say you couldn't do anything to just anybody else but a non-master. So, that's all good. Now, for Zoraida's one henchman, she's got 2. I think they're viable. The other one's a spawn mother, but the one that comes in the box is actually Bad Juju. And he's pretty cool. I like him. I think I might buy the Arkham Asylum, the Batman miniature game Swamp Thing and use that as my Bad Juju. We'll see. we'll see. I got an already painted bad juju already. I got from Dark Shark Craft, and it looks nice, and it goes with the crew, so we'll see. The bad juju has a defense 3, not so great, 5 willpower, not so great, 9 wounds, 4 walks, 6 charge, height 3. It's a henchman, so you can use soul stones, but he's got regeneration 2. He's got Terrifying Living 13, and he's hard wound plus 1. So, that's pretty good. You're not going to take him out one hit, although sometimes you may want to, because we'll get to why you want to in a second here. He's got an attack of Dirty Claws, melee of 6 with the mask. Target suffers 2, 5, 7 damage. Pretty sweet. With a crow trigger, after damaging, the target must succeed on a target number 16 willpower duel or gain the paralyzed condition. It's pretty handy, man. Could you imagine just going out and paralyzing somebody with a friggin' right after you did 7 damage to them? Not bad. He's got flurry. You can discard a card to take 3 attacks against a single target. And he's got 0 action landslide. Range of 3, pulse. Target number 14 with a mask, which is built in. All models in the range, even yours, must pass a target 13 willpower duel or receive slow and suffer 2 damage. Not entirely that bad. Not the greatest stats of a henchman, but he is pretty cool because what he's there for is to bash you in the face because he is a cursed human being who basically reneged on a deal with Zoraida, basically. But here's what you want right now is his upgrade. His Eternal Fiend costs 2 soul stones. This model may begin the game buried instead of being deployed. When this model is killed, not sacrificed, it's not killed. Instead, bury this model. So, let's talk about that right there. The model's not killed, you're burying this model. So, there's different... Bodyguard? I mean, what was it? What does bodyguard say exactly? Let me see if I got the thing still. But yeah, it's just, here he is, you know. He's not killed. He's buried, and there he is. Not much you can do about it. Let's see. Boy, I'm bad at this, aren't I? You think after so many years of doing it. Scheme player notes down the non-leader henchman or enforcer. Model and his crew must be protected. If the crew has no henchman or enforcer models, note the model which is ISO some cost instead. This scheme may be revealed at any time. At the end of every turn starting on the 4th, the scheme is revealed. The crew earns 1 victory points if the noted model is still in play. At least, I guess you got to be alive. But anyway, we'll get to a little bit more of the bad juju's survivability right now. But after you do, after you bury him, you're going to remove all conditions and heal all damage on this model. Pretty sweet. But it's like, oh, Sean, how does the bad juju come out? Well, mud crawling. Whenever a Swamp Fiend model is killed, that's why everyone's a Swamp Fiend, sacrificed or buried, while this model is buried, this model may be unburied and base contact with a Swamp Fiend model before he's removed from play. Bam! Bad juju in a box, that's all I'm saying. And if you're playing a whole bunch of shit that has the Swamp Fiend ability, you just keep coming, baby. And we're going to get there right now, because next up, we have the Swamp Mother, which is another henchman, Swamp Fiend, beast. 6 defense, 5 willpower, 8 wounds, 5 walk, 6 charge, height 3. Yeah, for some odd reason, the old lady here doesn't have leap like a lot of the other slurs, is what we'll get to, but she does have a Mother's Rage. After a friendly Swamp Fiend model with a 6-inch aura is killed by an enemy model, this model may take a charge action targeting an enemy model if it's within the range line of sight. This charge does not cost any AP. So, perfect world, she gets free charge, something that killed a Swamp Fiend model. Bad juju comes out, does his shit too while you're at it. It all goes together. She's silent. Models cannot ignore line of sight or cover when targeting this model. So, pretty good against some snipers. She's got perfect camouflage. Attacks generated by the charge action and shooting actions receive a negative flip while targeting this model if you're not activated yet this turn. That gives you some little bit of things where you might not want to activate the Spawn Mother first, I suppose. But you're going to see that, unfortunately, almost everybody in this crew has that. The Hatchling. When this model is killed or sacrificed, summon a Gups model in the base contact with each friendly egg marker, then discard the egg marker. Well, Sean, what's an egg marker? Well, let's see. She's got an attack of range 2, 2, 3, 5 damage, and she's going to bite you with a mask, and you'll get a poison 1 condition. She's got 0 lay eggs. Place a friendly egg marker in base-to-base contact with this model, so action may only be taken once per turn. So you can lay some eggs, but you're only going to lay one a turn. For 2 action of nesting pool, summon a Gups model in the base contact with every friendly egg marker in play. Then discard every friendly egg marker in play. This action may not be taken if this model took the lay eggs action this turn. So, not so bad. 3 Gups are better than nothing, right? So it would be pretty cool. And the good thing about the Gups is they're not bad at all. Let's see. Oh, horrible. Okay, anyway, I'm just reading ahead, sorry. She's got Nesting Pool. So many Gups mount on base contact with every... Anyway, I already said that. And she's got Nurse the Young. Until the end of turn, other friendly models, which begin their activation within 6 inches of this model, receives a +2 charge for the remainder of the activation. This activation may only be taken once per turn. Pretty solid, Henchman would be hoping for a little bit of defensive abilities, more than just defense 6 is all she's got going on, and if she isn't activated, she can do a little bit more. I'm jumping ahead. Let's see. She's got Protect the Young, though. She's got a new nest. Crews led by this model may hire Swamp Fiend models regardless of faction, so I don't play a lot of henchman games, but if I did, she might be a conservative. And she's got this model gains the following trigger to all of its missing talents actions. When damaging target, the attack deals +1 damage for each ram in the final duel. Not shabby at all, but let's go ahead and look at one of Zoraida's ones that come in her box, her upgrades. But it's not necessarily a Zoraida upgrade, it's just Swamp Fiend Rare 1. This model gains the following ability. The 3 friendly Swamp Fiend minions. Models may be deployed anywhere on the board at least 6 inches away from an enemy deployment zone. They may not take interact actions this turn. So that's pretty cool. That's going to give you 3 people with Swamp Fiend, or models with Swamp Fiend that you can put out there and be menacing. And I'm going to just say do the Waldergeist, because that's what I'm going to suggest. And I'll get to that in a minute. But let's go ahead. I'm going to have to remember the little guy here. He has got a lot going on. The last guy I'm going to talk about, the Will-O-Wisp, a spirited Swamp Fiend. Now, with Zoraida's box set comes 3 Slurids. Now, we got a 7 Soulstone cost model. Unfortunately, he's only got 6 wounds. I like to see 1 wound per Soulstone if I could, but we're not seeing this in here. He's got a 5 defense, 4 willpower, 6 wounds, 5 walk, 7 charge, height 2. He's got Companion. After another friendly model ends its activation with this model, the model may activate immediately as a chain of action. This model's got silent as well, so models cannot ignore a line of sight or cover when targeting this model, and the perfect camouflage. That's all he's got going on. He's got the talons action, which is 1-3-4 damage, biting as well with a +1 poison condition with a mass trigger. With a ram trigger, he's got Blood Frenzy. After damaging, take this active again against the same target. So you can get a little bit more out of his 1-3-4 damage. He's not going to do a lot, but what this guy here is your scheme runner. 5 walk, he's got leap is his tactical action. This model immediately moves up to its charge, ignoring intervening terrain and models during this move. It's a 0 action too, so you could go ahead and leap for 7, walk 5, take another walk. Essentially, you can move up to friggin' 17 inches in one turn. You're getting you up to where you gotta be. I mean, not so bad for a little gator man, I guess. Then we got the little guys, which are little slurs called the Gups. Here we got 5 defense, 4 willpower, 4 wounds, 5 walk, 5 charge, height 1. They have silent, perfect camouflage, and companion. Now, these guys, they're cute. They look adorable. They're on a 40mm base, and there's 3 different styles of them, so they look cute, and I'm all about that a lot of times, I guess. They got useless talons, dealing 1, 2, 3 damage. They bite with poison, but they have a with a crow, they have adulthood. After killing a target enemy non-Pan model, summon a Slurred in base contact with this model, the sacrifice model. So that comes on them. So unlike like with the Lilith Growless, where you got to take the upgrade for rapid growth and stuff like that, your little guys, they can kill stuff on their own, maybe, and just go forward with that. So I think they're perfect go against things. They have like hard to kill or something. You smash them with bad juju. They take 7. I was like, oh, I got hard to kill. I come back with 1 wounds. Smack, gup, slurry, go. These guys also have leap. Same thing. So, but they're moving not as good. But they're on 5. So you can potentially move up to 15 inches with these guys. But they have the Juvenile's Wail. If this is a 0 action, but if this model is killed or sacrificed by an enemy model before the end of turn, all friendly Swamp Fiend models within 6-inch pulse immediately gain the following condition to end of turn. Protect the nest. This model deals +2 damage with melee actions. Could you imagine bad juju coming out doing 9 damage to you? After, just think about this. I mean, this is what's cool. Is this guy, this little guy, he goes out, Juvenile Wail, he does his thing for a 0 action. You know, he can only take 1, so he's not going to leap. He goes out, he's like, scratch, scratch, you know, doing what he does. He gets his ass handed to him. Dies. Bad juju comes out, dealing friggin' monster damage. I mean, it could be 4, 7, or 9 damage with bad juju. That's just standing there looking at you in the face because we did the Juvenile Wail earlier on in that turn. So that's pretty cool. Next up we have the Watergeist, which is basically Little Baby Tree Man. With a 5 defense, 5 willpower, 7 wounds, 4 walks, 6 charge, height 2. It's got armor +2. Pretty cool. Unimpeded, so as you would hope a tree would be. It's got the perfect camouflage, as with everyone else. But this guy here, he's got attack action, range 2. Let's see. Range 2, targeting. Target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. While this model's in base is touching severe terrain, increase the range of this deck by 4. So 4-inch melee range is friggin' amazing. I mean, it's just like, even get like Lilith or Lady J, I think it's Lady J, on the outskirts of that 4 inches, they won't be able to do anything. And what's pretty cool is we'll get to this as well, because what you're going to want to do with these guys is do their 0 action germinate, which I'll talk about that in a second. But the triggers on this one attack they have is with 2 masks, after damaging target receives a slow condition. And with 1, well, basically they have 1 mask built in. So 1 mask and 1 tome, entrench after damaging the target gains the following condition to end the turn, rooted. This model may not take walk or charge actions, and if this model is pushed, remove this condition, and this model suffers 3 damage. So it's just like, oh, look at that, you can't charge or walk, but here's the voodoo doll, I got this model within 1 inch of it, let's play with the puppet, move you to take your damage. I was just like, whew, not bad. But here they got with germinate. They're going to need a 7. Flip a 7, it's not too bad. You're going to place 2 50mm tree markers touching each other within 8 inches of this model. These markers are height 5, severe, soft cover terrain. So here we got some trees that are making cover for the rest of your crew that has silent and perfect camouflage. And markers may not be placed over any other markers or models, but they can be placed base contact. Remove these markers when this model leaves play, is pushed, or takes this action again. So here we go. If you're taking 3 in a crew, man, you got 6 pieces of terrain you're putting on the board, locking away line of sight, giving these guys the +2 range, so you got a 4 melee range. It's not bad at all. Oh, it's just like this, so you can sit there. It's just beautiful. Next up, we got from the new book, the Will-O-The-Wisp. Didn't like these guys at first. Let me tell you one thing. They're a bitch to put together, and everything will break on them, so do not get attached to it. And just get ready to make up your own little pieces that you can put on them, and that is talking about the antennas on the head. So these guys are spirits as well. 3 costs, 5 defense, 5 willpower, 3 wounds, 5 walk, no charge, height 2. They're incorporeal, so they're only taking damage, half damage from shooting and melee attacks. They're insignificant, and they got feet on the loss. After an enemy model within 3 inches, one or more of these models fails a willpower duel. One model with this ability may place a ski marker in base contact with enemy model. So if you're out there, and you know, you're like, oh, I'm going to hem, I'm going to make up a voodoo doll, and you're going to make your resist from the voodoo doll, oh, and you failed, poop out a ski marker. Simple as that. Let's see, for attack actions, they have Twisting Illusion. Target suffers 1, 2, 3 damage, nothing to write home about. They have a built-in mask, but when you have a crow with that too, after damaging, the target must succeed on a target 11 willpower duel or gain slow. So, oh, look, you failed your willpower duel, you're slow. Poop, that's ski marker. They have on the Wisp's Call, range 10, casting 5, resists willpower. Target model gains the following condition to the end of the game, or this model leaves play. Whispers in the Night, this model may not charge. The next time this model takes a walk action, it must end as close to this model that has applied the condition as possible, then end this condition. So you can lure away, like a little baby lure with a will-o'-the-wisp, just by being will-o'-wisp, because that's what they do. They glow in the dark, and they draw people into a swamp, and they die in quicksand. That's, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's what happened to me every time in D&D when I face these little fuckers. Anyway, they got a tactical action, which is pretty cool. So, let's see. With this guy, your opponent masters this, as both Sonic Paint Mods can be pushed with one. So, where did I read that, and why did I read that? Okay. Let's just get here. Ever-changing form. Target friendly, never-born model within 10 inches. I'm going to say Spawn Mother and Zerata. Either one. Take a 2 tactical action printed on the target's stat card or one of its upgrades. The model may only be taken once per turn and only during this model's activation. A single model may only be targeted once by ever-changing form, once per turn. Okay, I have 2 Will-O-Wisp. One. Called Spawn Mother. Boop. Lay eggs. The 2 tactical action on the Spawn Mother. Get more eggs out to summon Gups. Simple as that. Second of all, this guy here, you've had your fun with the voodoo doll. He's out in the middle of the field. You run a new one to him somebody else before it turn. Copy Zerata's. You remind me of the babe. Summon another voodoo doll from the Will-O-Wisp. And pretty a lot of little things you can do from this model. Like I say, he's only 3 soul stones. He's got incorporeal, and they look creepy as shit. They got glowing butts, bat wings, skull heads, long arms, and tiny little fat man legs. So, I don't know. What else can you want from what more can you want from a creepy Swamp Fiend model? I guess, right? So that's it for the Swamp Fiends right now. This is my crew I'm going to place. I don't know what my numbers are or nothing. I could have added that up. That would have been pretty damn smooth, huh? But it's going to be fun. Maybe not for the opposing player, but for me. And as soon as I get a game in with this list, I'll tell you what I put out, what I played and everything. And talk about it one day, if I ever get somebody to play, which might be this weekend. I'll do the Swamp Fiend list this weekend, is what I'll do. I'm supposed to be playing my buddy Lynn. We'll give it a whirl. I'll try the Swamp Fiend. Give it a turn. Take some pictures. Put them on the website. So that's it for today. I just want to cover the Swamp Fiends. I was excited about the models I got painted, sent to me. So it's pretty sweet. Talk about the contest I got going on. So you can win yourself a Painted Rider Crew from Dark Shark Craft. And remember to do that. All you're going to do is go on my Sean Hammer Facebook page. Like a model that you find the best. It could be the first model. You don't even have to look at the rest. Say, I like this one. Email me. Tell me what model you liked. Give me a little bit what you liked about it. I liked your empty paint pots in the back. I don't care. I like that your thumb looks like a giant's thumb. I like the color of the model. Anything you want. Just tell me why you like that model. And just put, I want in the tagline, Zerida. Or Swamp. No, let's go Swamp Fiend. Swamp Fiend in the message. In the subject of the email that will enter you to win the Zurider Crew. I will go ahead and put pictures of the Zurider Crew on the Sean Hammer website so you can look for it and see what you will be winning. So I'll put that up there so you can see it. And, yeah. So let's all go from that. That would be it for today. I'm hovering right around 30 minutes for each podcast. Maybe I can keep up with this. Who knows? What am I going to talk about next time? Maybe some 8th edition. Maybe some more Malifaux. I don't know. It's probably pretty much exactly what I feel like at the time. And, yeah, fickle winds of fate here. So, hey, until next time. Remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. Bye, guys.
Voodoo, running for my magic.
Breaking shit, sugar booger bar, Southwest voodoo's in the heart.
Wicked voodoo, don't the killer.
Magic, dark magic,
the Memphis king named Louie Lou. He thought he could fuck with this voodoo. So I turned his head to a lima bean and inflicted off his shoulders. Promoting horse to Shangri-La, Egyptian pharaohs, Cooper Town. Follow me and join us. Pray to the 17 moons of Kunga Del Rey. Walking the lunchroom, chin spells with bamboo bitches and voodoo bells. Got my own food, who wants some? I got possum nipples and raccoon tongue. I never believe I once started the last, so I launched a fireball up his podcast. Then everybody heard him squeal. This voodoo shit's for real. It just takes
a hand from a noon, a wing from a bat, a tongue from a snake, a tail from a rat, a neck from a chicken, an eye from a crow,
and a little bitty, little itty trap of psycho.
Breaking shit, sugar booger bar, Southwest voodoo's in the heart.
Wicked voodoo, don't the killer.
Magic, dark magic, no.
Breaking shit, sugar booger bar, Southwest voodoo's in the heart.
Wicked voodoo, don't the killer.
Magic, dark magic, no.
Ripped out fun on a windy night, you see on the city streets, it's the ancient craft of gangbanging.
Hey, hey, what's in the pack?
A shrunken head and shriveled scrotum sack. Why? You think voodoo's fake? Come to the graveyard, I'll make the dead wake.
Race, sugar boomba, sleep no longer, race, quick. Race, race, sugar boomba,
leave us alone, you fucking punk bitch.
Fucking, I ain't that good yet, but one day you can bet I'm a freak.
A tail from a rat, a neck from a chicken, an eye from a crow,
and a little itty bitty little trap of psycho.
Break your shit, sugar booger bar, Southwest voodoo's in the heart.
Wicked voodoo, don't the killer.
Magic, dark magic, no.
Break your shit, sugar booger bar, Southwest voodoo's in the heart.
Wicked voodoo, don't the killer.
Magic, dark magic, no.
Voodoo, running for my magic.
From a rat, a neck from a chicken, an eye from a crow,
and a little itty bitty little tweet.
A head from a loop, a wing from a bat, a tongue from a snake, a tail from a rat, a neck from a chicken, an eye from a crow,
and a little itty bitty little
tweet. Break this shit, sugar booger bar, Southwest voodoo's in the heart.
Now, the Flying Fritz Brothers.